Welcome back to eBay Radio's top-rated seller hour with your host, Griff.
This segment is brought to you by Bubble Fast, a family-owned business providing quality shipping supplies to the online community since 1999. You know, there's a very thin line between routine and a rut, and sometimes it can be hard to tell the difference. Oh, I got to pay so much attention to this segment. Sherry Gilson is an education specialist known on eBay as top-rated seller, My Little General Store, and she's here now to talk about how we should change our pattern of doing business. Sherry, exactly what do you mean by changing our pattern?
Well, good afternoon, guys. Thanks so much for this opportunity. You know what? We as sellers, we've been doing our business normally in a pattern that's gotten us some certain amount of success, and we have come up with ways that we can manage our listings, where we get our inventory from, how we ship, and all of those things. These are patterns that we follow to be consistent with how we manage our business to make money. But for the most part, these patterns seem to work fine. But what if we wanted to grow our business? What patterns do we need to change or add to move us further ahead?
And what would some of those patterns be?
Well, you know, there's a saying that says you cannot work your way out of problems that were created by patterns of behavior. So many sellers are frustrated because there's no sales or there's slow sales, yet they're still doing the business the same way they did it when they first started, maybe some in 1999. And even though things have changed and eBay has helped us progress into that change, such as an example, the new change with the fees that's just been implemented. So many people work that business that is based on getting their listings free to keep their costs down. But this pattern of not having to pay fees may be fine for some who may be just cleaning out their closet or their garage. But those who need to pay their bills may be a pattern of thinking that would keep them from moving ahead. So how do we do business on the internet? It's a constant changing world, and if we do not change some of our patterns, we may stagnate. What worked yesterday may not work today. And I know that I've had to make those changes, and I have to, you know, I'm almost 70 this year, and it's amazing that I can do what I do, but I have to constantly embrace changes all the time.
You know, when I used to go visit my grandmother in New York when I was a little girl, and even when I lived there in my adult life for 3 years, there are sections of New York City where, you know, I would call it Button Street and Purse Street. And, you know, you go down to that district. What is it, Griff, the district I'm thinking of?
Where?
And in New York City where they have, like, a Button Street where every store sells buttons.
Oh, you mean the Garment District.
The Garment District, right.
Yeah. Garment.
And you would see these stores, and you would see signs all the time, 20% off. And the next button guy says 21% off. And they were changing these things in their windows constantly due to competitiveness, to one-up their competitor.
Right.
We're no different than those people in those little stores. And so we have to remember that we always have to be doing things to have a leg up on our competitors, basically, and that means changing patterns constantly. Using the promotions tool, for instance, today that we were talking about is a good idea, too.
Yes, as a matter of fact, we're going to have Devin at our meetup group on next Tuesday.
Oh, that should be very interesting.
Yeah, well, I'm going to have him use my store as an example instead of some promotions for
me. Smart move.
Yeah, well, when I listened to that webinar, all of a sudden I thought, oh my gosh, I am not doing my business like most businesses do by doing this type of thing. Every week I get an ad, a paper ad, for Michael's craft stores because I do a lot of crafting. Every week, and I get a coupon in it every week, and I cut those coupons out. I don't use them every week, but sometimes all of a sudden, I'll go, oh, I've got to go Michael's and get this. And so it was like this light bulb went on, and it's like, okay, I've got to do some changing. And so we've been seriously going through and looking at some things so we can make those changes.
What's the downside if we don't change our pattern?
Well, I think the downside is that if we don't make those changes that we need to, we're not going to move ahead like we want to. We're not going to sell more. We're not going to make more. We're going to kind of just stay stagnant. It reminds me of a story about the farmers years ago that didn't want to put lights on their tractors to farm at night, but some of the farmers did. And therefore, they became very successful, and the farmers that didn't want to adjust to that change pretty much went out of business.
And in your experience, Sherry, what is a common eBay type of pattern that someone can get into where they are resistant to changing it, even though it isn't successful anymore?
Well, one of them is free shipping. There's so many that do not want to offer free shipping because they don't want the, quote, hassle. Well, they're in business. There's always going to be some hassle to business. It's not going to run smoothly all the time. And so, therefore, everybody else, all our competitors are offering free shipping. If we don't offer free shipping, they're going to go right past us and go to somebody that does.
You know, free shipping is actually easier than not offering it.
Oh, yeah.
You don't have to think about it. Everything's free shipping.
Exactly. Right, exactly.
You know,
it's like I don't have to calculate that in my mind. What am I going to be paying?
It's free shipping. I think that's an easy pattern to change. Once it's changed, I think it's much easier than the other way. You know, Griff, we hear this all the time. People roll their eyes. They sigh. Oh, I don't have time to do all these changes. I don't have time. Sherry, don't you agree with me? You can just take it one thing at a time.
Oh, absolutely. And that's what you should do, because if you don't, you get overwhelmed.
What if make one change a week?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Just think how successful you can become. One change a week. Only.
Just one little change.
That's right.
So something not too great, not too big.
No. Like,
no, but just one thing.
Well, people who don't offer free shipping, I think it's fear.
You know what it is? There's a lot that has to do with that. I sell in the clothing category. So there's things that I do, and I offer free shipping. But we do get returns back sometimes because it's clothing. And that's one of the other areas that people have a hard time with. And I know on all the different groups that I'm on where I'm helping out, they're saying, well, they shouldn't return it because I put the measurements in. Well, you know, in truth, how many people really know what their measurements are? I probably don't even know what mine are. So if they don't know what their measurements are and they buy it because it's the size tag, they're going to return it. And just because, and you know, you offer free shipping, so, oh yeah, oh my gosh, it's the cost, the free shipping that cost me, so there I've lost money. Well, what I do is I just relist it, add a few dollars to it to cover that cost, and it sells.
And there you have it.
Yeah, and there it is. So, you know, I think one of the things that may need to change is the way that we think in doing our business, because we tend sometimes to listen to lots and lots of suggestions, and we're randomly trying all the different suggestions all at once. But sometimes we overthink those situations, and then as a result, it does become overwhelming, and it's fears that try to slow us down so we don't see the opportunity to move it. Move ahead.
And I find, too, that if I stay in a certain rut, I start getting very bored.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're, and you mentioned it at the beginning, if you're bored with your business, you need to shake it up a little bit.
Oh, right.
You won't be so bored when you start making changes and you see the results. You'll be very energized. Yeah. Hey, I'm looking at your listings here. I want to ask you a question. How did you know what to price that Esquire magazine, autumn 1933, first issue, Ernest Hemingway edition of Esquire magazine?
Well, I researched it. So I used Terapeak and researched it, and there was only one or two past sales, but that's actually the fourth one we've listed. We've already sold the other three.
So you've listed it for $87.94.
On this one. The others we sold for over $100.
Really?
Mm-hmm. This one was because it wasn't as in good a condition as the first three we sold.
So you're selling first issues.
Right. This actually came from a friend of mine who had to move, and so they were just kind of cleaning out stuff, and he had four issues of this magazine.
Wow, $87 bucks, Griff, for an old magazine.
Yeah.
That's a lot of money. I got to go look for old magazines.
Really?
Now.
Exactly.
Why is it every time we do this show, I end up feeling like a failure by the end of it?
Well.
Yeah, but you do have a job, though, Griff. Remember, you are working during the day.
Yes, and I still feel like a failure. So go figure that out.
I admire people who are doing eBay part-time and do it well.
Yes.
If they have a full-time
yes.
job, because I'm struggling. I have, you know, I work full-time.
All right.
And here I am, you know, beating myself up because I haven't listed anything lately. But I admire people who do like Griff does, both, because he's successful
yes.
with his little business, too.
Right.
Hey,
right.
Sherry, it's been wonderful having
Thanks,
you
Thanks, Sherry. This segment was sponsored by Bubble Fast, a family-owned business. Talk eBay with us at 888-723-4630. It's eBay Radio.
Auction, fixed price, 7 days, or good till canceled? That's a lot to think about. Your listing strategies have a big impact on your sales and your monthly fees. Meet Coach Jack. Jack Darton is eBay's senior analyst for pricing. He'll check your account to see what changes might decrease your fees and increase your selling success. To have your account considered, send email with your seller ID and any pertinent details to Coach Jack at eBay.com. That's Coach Jack at eBay.com.
If shipping were music, right now yours probably sounds like this. Wouldn't it be nice to go to Shipping Nirvana? Introducing ShipStation, a multi-channel solution no matter where you sell online. ShipStation streamlines your shipping process, taking you from shipping headache to shipping nirvana. Communicate more easily with customers. No more waiting in line at the post office. Eliminate copy and paste label nightmares. And give your scissors and tape dispenser a break. ShipStation lets you create up to 500 labels, even mixing and matching carriers without starting over or visiting several websites. No matter where you sell online or how long it currently takes you to pack and ship, ShipStation can save you time and money. Some customers are saving up to 10 minutes per package. So if you're tired of shipping headaches, join us in shipping nirvana. Visit ShipStation.com today. Your account is free for 30 days. Selling is your business, but you can't sell without knowing how much items are worth and, more importantly, how much they're likely to sell for. Find out at WorthPoint.com, the largest online resource for researching the value of your art, antiques, and collectibles. There are over 200 million sales records, so you can find your item, figure out what it's worth, and price it to sell. Check it out for yourself. Visit WorthPoint.com and register for a 7-day, 7-lookup free trial. WorthPoint. Find it, value it, price it.
You work hard to get customers in the first place and to keep them happy. You want to be all you can be as a seller. You source products, do your research, and list. Good job. Now, let's talk about the quality of your packing and shipping. That's where Bubble Fast comes in. Bubble Fast ensures you have the very best containers made from the sturdiest products, along with top quality packing materials at really decent prices delivered right to your door. Owners Robin and Mark have been eBay sellers for years, and Bubble Fast is their labor of love, all to ensure other eBayers can have the most useful shipping supplies to support their businesses. Heck, they even answer the phone themselves. Their service and reliability and the range of their products makes you exactly the kind of eBay seller you want to be. Go to BubbleFast.com right now to see the full spectrum of what they offer. That's BubbleFast.com.